Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Yes, how you doing? Good morning. This is Lenny Smith, the son for Rosalie Smith. Trying to find out if Rosalie Smith.
Give me one second. You are familiar with the patient?
That's my mother.
Oh, okay. Yes. How may I help you, sir? Sir, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out if we had a call out for this morning and yesterday for the 12th shift.
Yesterday. Is Rosalie okay? Is she at the hospital?
Say that again.
Is the patient at the hospital?
What patient? I'm asking you if we had any call-outs for the day for our aide that's supposed to be here that's not here. And yesterday, 4 to 12 shift called out.
So
I'm trying to... Yeah.
No, there's no clocks for the caregiver that's supposed to work. That is Tashina. She didn't clock.
Yeah, she had a family emergency. And nobody showed up this morning. The young lady that's supposed to be here for 8 o'clock.
Okay, Anastasia.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make you guys aware if you're not aware. I mean, I'm okay for the day. I just want to let you know if you don't know if they didn't and anybody called you to let you know.
Understood. Okay, sir. I appreciate it that you are calling to let us know. I will get in touch right away with the caregiver, Tashina, with the caregiver, Anastasia, to find out what happened. Do you want me to call you back to let you know?
Yeah, I know Tashina had a family emergency from what she told me. Her father had a stroke, and they had to, I knew that from a couple days from the weekend, and I think she said they had to readmit him or whatever like that, you know. So I know she has an issue, but I didn't know if she had time because she texted me before she came in, before she, you know, her ship and all that stuff. But I wasn't sure what she did on your end because, like I say, she in an emergency situation, so I understand that. You think it might not be here or there, but... I just don't know what happened to the young lady that was just starting. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, she cool. I like her. She do what she got to do. I'm just letting you know she just didn't show up. So I don't know if she want to be here or not be here or what her situation is. And I just want you guys to be aware on both of them.
Okay, so yesterday, Anastasia, did she work it from 8 to 4?
Right.
Okay, but the other lady didn't show up. Okay, I will follow up with the caregiver, Tashina, okay?
Right.
Okay.
I don't even know if she's going to show up today, this evening. That's her decision. I don't know yet. She most likely... text me or call me and let me know whatever the situation is with her and her family. So, like I said, it's her father, so I definitely understand, you know. Definitely priority. So, but if you contact me, I'll tell her, let you guys know what's going on with that, too. So, I don't know.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that, but now I know what happened to her.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah, it happened. Well, I found out this weekend she called me. And like I said, you know, yesterday, obviously, he had a situation. So she called me before. I'm not sure the time, but, you know. So, I mean, I definitely understand that. So. All right, but, I mean, I like them both. I want them both, but, like I said, I just want you guys to know what's going on.
Okay, so appreciate it. Could you please confirm your name?
My name is Lenny, Lenny Smith.
Lenny.
I'm the point of contact.
For Rosalind. Okay, Lenny. Thank you so much for letting us know. I will follow up regards the caregiver that works from 4 to 12, okay? To make sure you're still at work today or what happened.
All right. I appreciate that very much.
Sir.
Good.
Thank you so much to you.
You have a good morning. Bye-bye.
You have a good one. Bye now.